This is the 2001 Key Stage 3 Mental Arithmetic Test A. Listen carefully to the instructions I'm going to give you. When I have finished, your teacher will stop the tape and will answer any questions. However, you will not be able to ask any questions once the test has begun. I will start with a practice question. Then I am going to ask you 30 questions for the test. On your sheet, there is an answer box for each question, where you should write the answer to the question and nothing else. You should work out the answer to each question in your head. But you may jot things down outside the answer box if this helps you. Do not try to write down your calculations, because this will waste time and you may miss the next question. For some of the questions, important information is already written down for you on the sheet. I will read out each question twice. Listen carefully both times. You will then have time to work out your answer. If you cannot work out an answer, put a cross in the answer box. If you make a mistake, cross out the wrong answer and write the correct answer next to it. There are some easy and some harder questions, so don't be put off if you cannot answer a question. Your teacher will now stop the tape and answer any questions you might have. Here is the practice question to show you what to do. I will read the question twice, and you will have 5 seconds to work out the answer and write it in the answer box. What is 160 doubled? What is 160 doubled? Now we are ready to start the test. For this first group of questions, you will have 5 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 1. What percentage is the same as the fraction 1/4? What percentage is the same as the fraction 1/4? Question 2. What number on the scale is the arrow pointing to? What number on the scale is the arrow pointing to? Question 3. What is the square root of 81? What is the square root of 81? Question 4. Look at the expression on your answer sheet. Double it. Look at the expression on your answer sheet. Double it. Question 5. Write 2/5 as a decimal. Write 2/5 as a decimal. Question 6. Round 8.37 to one decimal place. Round 8.37 to one decimal place. For the next group of questions, you will have 10 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 7. How many millimetres are there in 9 centimetres? How many millimetres are there in 9 centimetres? Question 8. A lesson starts at 9:50 and finishes at 10:15. How long is the lesson in minutes? A lesson starts at 9:50 and finishes at 10:15. How long is the lesson in minutes? Question 9. Add together 65 and 58. Add together 65 and 58. Question 10. I buy a book costing £1.45. What change should I get from a £5 note? I buy a book costing £1.45. What change should I get from a £5 note? Question 11. I have a fair six-sided dice, numbered 1 to 6. I roll the dice. What is the probability that I roll a number less than 5? I have a fair six-sided dice, numbered 1 to 6. I roll the dice. What is the probability that I roll a number less than 5? Question 12. Look at the expression. Simplify it. Look at the expression. Simplify it. Question 13. One magazine costs £1.95. What will be the cost of 5 of these magazines? One magazine costs £1.95. What will be the cost of 5 of these magazines? Question 14. The scale of a map is 1 centimetre to 10 kilometres. On the map, two towns are 5.5 centimetres apart. What is the actual distance between the towns? The scale of a map is 1 centimetre to 10 kilometres. On the map, two towns are 5.5 centimetres apart. What is the actual distance between the towns? Question 15. What is the mean of these four numbers? What is the mean of these four numbers? Question 16. What is the approximate circumference of a circle with a diameter of 1 metre? What is the approximate circumference of a circle with a diameter of 1 metre? Now turn over your answer sheet. Question 17. What is 100 divided by minus 5? What is 100 divided by minus 5? Question 18. Look at the graphs. Draw a ring round the graph which has the equation y equals x plus 2. Look at the graphs. Draw a ring round the graph which has the equation y equals x plus 2. Question 19. Add 2.5 to 3/4. Add 2.5 to 3/4. Question 20. Anna measures the distance between two towns. She says the distance is 28 kilometers to the nearest kilometer. What is the minimum distance this could be? Anna measures the distance between two towns. She says the distance is 28 kilometers to the nearest kilometer. What is the minimum distance this could be? Question 21. Multiply out the expression. Multiply out the expression. For the next group of questions, you will have 15 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 22. What number to the nearest 100 is double 258? What number to the nearest 100 is double 258? Question 23. Look at the calculation. Use it to calculate 6,460 divided by 17. Look at the calculation. Use it to calculate 6,460 divided by 17. Question 24. A youth club's members are girls and boys in the ratio of 3 to 5. There are 21 girls. How many boys are there? A youth club's members are girls and boys in the ratio of 3 to 5. There are 21 girls. How many boys are there? Question 25. The pie chart shows the results of one team in a season. The team won 9 games. How many games did the team play in the whole season? The pie chart shows the results of one team in a season. The team won 9 games. How many games did the team play in the whole season? Question 26. Write the name of a quadrilateral that has more than two lines of symmetry. Write the name of a quadrilateral that has more than two lines of symmetry. Question 27. Write down three consecutive even numbers that add up to 30. Write down three consecutive even numbers that add up to 30. Question 28. What is the square of 3,000? What is the square of 3,000? Question 29. What is the volume of the prism? What is the volume of the prism? Question 30. Circle the number that is closest to 1 divided by 0.8. Circle the number that is closest to 1 divided by 0.8. Put your pens down. The test is finished.